You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Tragic Frasier facts.
All right. He is a frequent abuser of alcohol.
Yeah. Drunk driving.
Cocaine possession. Oh, my goodness.
He was arrested for cocaine possession again 2 years later, given additional 2 years, violating his probation through. Okay, so he's a cocaine addict. I did not realize.
All right. That explains.
Wow. The cast and producers of both Frasier and Cheers held interventions to attempt to help him. Holy shit. This is why you Google. Why did I never Google?
This is insane. Oh, my God.
This is huge. Co-star Bebe Neuwirth, who played Lilith, and writer Ken Levine cited delays with rehearsals and filming due to his erratic behavior.
This explains so much.
Oh, my God. Writer Dana Shannon recalled, however, that he would ooze into the studio, his life all out of sorts. Jimmy would say action, and he would snap into Frasier and expound in this very erudite dialogue and be pitch perfect. And Jimmy would yell, cut, and he would ooze back into Kelsey, glazed over eyes, half asleep, going through whatever he was going through. It was the most amazing transformation I'd ever seen.
Oh, you know what?
He would ooze into the studio.
I don't know where this quote is from. I just like to say we're reading directly straight from Wikipedia.
There's no way this is false.
I don't know where this came from. And I just want to say,
it's got to be real.
Have you ever, because this just brings me to, I don't know where this came from. Have you ever tried to start your own Wikipedia page?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to be honest and tell you, I've tried to start my own Wikipedia
page. Did you write this?
And, no, I did not. What I'm saying is literally any psycho could have written this is the point.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to write your own page because I tried and it told me I wasn't allowed to.
I'm Listening comes out on February 5th, so subscribe.